The Cyanobacteria Assessment Network uses satellites to identify harmful algal blooms. Cyanobacteria, more commonly known as blue-green algae, can produce toxins that are harmful to people and animals. EPA research scientist Blake Schaefer says the multi-agency effort helps scientists fill in the gaps.
Water quality managers can't be at every single lake all the time. And so they have a very limited ability to sample all of these water systems.
Gina LaLiberty with the Wisconsin DNR says the data also helps people using the lakes.
Having that information available on our website will help people to figure out what's going on the lake for themselves.
A study released this week on 71 lakes worldwide found the majority of them have seen more frequent intense blooms over the last 30 years. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.